Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, and I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. This is a show that was designed so that you could ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to have. The answers that can actually bring about changes in your life by helping you to let go of beliefs that don't serve you or that just keep you stuck. This is a time when we all get to become more aware, when we get to make decisions about what it is we actually want our lives to be like. A time where we're no longer just stuck with what we have always been told. And as we become more aware of the choices that we have, we find that we don't really like a lot of the stuff that is going on. We decide we really don't want to suffer and struggle and have all the chaos and all of that stuff. And so my guidance had me create this show so that you could ask the questions about your life and start getting unstuck. Start letting go of those beliefs that were never true to begin with and that don't actually bring anything good into your life. So if you have questions about your life and you'd like some answers, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you're listening in the chat room, you can just type in your question if you're registered. And if you're there as a guest, well, you can go get registered and then you can type in a question, or you can just call me. This is all about you. This is your opportunity to start to change your life. That's what I'm here for. So, let's get started. We'll go to the caller from area code 818. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. What can I do for you today?
I have a question. I feel like my life is changing. Things are changing.
Okay, you're cutting up, and I can't hear every word you're saying.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now. Most of what you said I didn't hear.
I just want to know what you see regarding my life changing.
Okay. Well, you already know that your life is changing. What part of the changes that are happening or that are you worried about or concerned about? Okay, if you're talking, I can't hear you again.
I just said career.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Boy, this is a weird connection. All right. So I'll just tell you the message they have for you about your career, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Beloved one, despite what you may have been told, a career is a choice. Some people think that they are just assigned a career at birth and that is what they must do when they grow up. But that's not true for anyone. You get to choose what it is that you enjoy. You get to choose what it is that's going to teach you the things that you want to learn in this lifetime. It's always your choice. So there's absolutely no reason why your career should not be whatever it is that you love doing. There's also absolutely no reason why you shouldn't make plenty of money at your career. Anything that stands in your way is a belief that you have that you need to let go of. Because it is those beliefs that you have been taught in your life that create the problems, the struggle, the sacrifice, all of the things that you don't really want to experience. It's all based in your beliefs. And this is true for each and every one of you. 99% or more of what you believe is actually a lie. So when you let go of those beliefs, your whole life opens up. You have a freedom that you have never even imagined. So we encourage you to look at what you believe about your career, what you believe about your possibilities, what you believe you deserve, and to let go of anything that is anything less than absolute love, absolute joy, absolute abundance. Because that is what God wants you to have. Now, if you want yourself to have less, well, that's your choice. We don't understand those choices, but some of you make them. And that's fine with us. But knowing that you are the one who is creating it, knowing that you are the one who gets to decide, that's your freedom to be you, your freedom to create what you want to create. That's what we encourage you to do. We hope that this answer was satisfactory. If not, feel free to ask us questions. We want you to understand, you are the one who gets to decide. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you. Did that help?
Yes, it helped. I mean, I believe that.
Okay, you're breaking up again, and all I heard was, yes, it helped.
Yes, it helped. It did help very much. But what do you see in regard? Do you see me, like, working soon, or?
So are you looking for a job doing what you absolutely love?
Yes. I'm actually doing it right now.
Okay. So what is it you believe that keeps you from actually getting the job?
There is nothing that keeps me from it. It's just knowing that, you know, just being patient and knowing that it's going to happen.
Okay. So I get that there is something blocking it, some belief of yours. I don't know what the belief is. Are you willing now to do some work to get rid of the belief, even though I don't know what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so I will ask you questions that have yes or no answers, even though sometimes they won't even seem like questions, but, you know, just go with it. And if you say yes, I will say words that make absolutely no sense and tell you to breathe. Okay. So even though while you're looking for this career that you will absolutely love and it will bring you money and all the things that you desire, there seems to be a part of you that is saying, no, 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 this can't happen, we don't want this is not possible, all those kinds of things. Are you willing now to accept that your ego may not want you to actually be successful, because if you're successful, then you don't really need your ego as much, and egos like to be needed. They like to have their little heads petted. Are you willing now to give yourself permission to succeed no matter what your ego wants you to do?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep, deep breath. And let it go. And for most of your life, your ego has told you what you should and shouldn't do, and you've listened a lot of times, even though sometimes the ego doesn't make any sense, and we realize it doesn't make any sense, but, you know, we listen because we listen. Are you willing now to recognize that you no longer need to listen to your ego, that it's okay for you to make your own choices, and that your ego is not you? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and deep, deep breath. And let it go. And so when it comes to your life and the choices that you make, you can listen to your heart and be guided to what is the right choice for you in each and every moment. And you can always trust your heart, because it will always guide you to what is for your highest good, even if you don't see that it's for your highest good in that moment. That's why the trust is there. Are you willing to trust and have faith in your own heart?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, and wrong, all nine podpox shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And sometimes it seems like you're always doing these things to change and change and change, and yet things don't actually change. Are you willing now to give any and every part within you that in any way possible is keeping you stuck or keeping you believing that you're supposed to be stuck or that you have to be stuck or that stuck is one of the things that's always going to happen in your life? Are you willing to allow that part to be dissolved, to be released, so that you no longer even have to go there, that you can actually have your life flow through love, flow through your desires, flow into the truth of you?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpox shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And over the years, you may have accumulated some little parts of you that are afraid of having things change, afraid of what's going to happen if I have that career, if I have the money, if I have this, if I have that, and things change. Oh my gosh, I can't handle it. All those little parts of you, you don't need them anymore. Are you willing to allow the angels to come in and to escort all those little parts to a wonderful place where they can play so that they no longer interfere in your life? Okay, if you said yes, I couldn't hear you. Okay, there you are. Okay, good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpox shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing now to allow yourself to begin to walk the path to freedom? To begin to go of the things that just don't fit, just don't work, never have, never will. To recognize that you don't have to hang on to anything. Not because of what anybody has ever told you. That in every moment, you make your own choices.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpox shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep, deep breath. And just let it go. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, I think we got most everything out of your way, you know. But if not, call me back. I'll be here Friday and we can take care of anything else that's come up.
I will. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. Have a great day, Brittany.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Life can be wonderful. It really can, and it's okay for us to have a great life. God never said it had to be horrible or we had to suffer or any of that stuff. You know, that's all optional, and we make the choices about that. Okay, let's go to area code 404. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is T.
Hi, T. What can I do for you?
Just calling to see if Spirit has anything to tell me.
I love it when people say they're just calling to see, because you're not just calling to see. You actually have questions. That's the thing that they first start saying when someone says, I'm just, and it's like, no, it's not just. Okay. So what is it you really want to know?
What I really want to know is just as far as everything is going, as far as with me and, you know, school and trying to determine, trying to decide if I will continue school after this master's, or am I going to find a career? Because really, kind of getting sick and tired of Atlanta and everything in it.
Okay. So, this may sound like a strange question, but it's the one they want me to ask. What is it that you're afraid of when it comes to being out there working at your career that keeps you in school?
Hold on. What was the question?
What is it that you're afraid of about being out there working in your career that keeps you in school?
Currently, I realize being in the program, I don't know if I really like social work. Not sure if I'm doing what I really want to do. I don't like regular 9-to-5 jobs and being, like, confined and in closed space. I like to travel, and I really want to travel and make money that way. And I'm just trying to figure out if I should go and probably do the nursing thing, but I know I've already been in school forever, so I'm like, I'm not sure what I want to do.
Okay. So you've been in school all these years studying this one particular avenue, and you're not really crazy about that avenue?
No.
Okay. A lot of people do that, actually. So your ideal job would involve world travel, just United States? What kind of travel?
Just all over, out of the country. Just no set times, and just traveling and basically being free of like the regular structural kind of American living.
Okay. So you would be like a consultant or the personal assistant of some incredibly rich person. What kind of work would you want to do?
See, I'm still researching, so still don't know what I would want to do, but that's still up in the air, but I just was like not sure if I should still continue in the field because I'm not sure if it's going to make me happy, and I'm just like, don't like the pay down here. Like, they don't really pay what I want because I'm from up north, and down here they, like, I don't know, the pay is just so different. It's not enough to live on, really.
Well, you know, anytime you're doing social work, the pay sucks, the hours suck, the job sucks, because you're basically working within the confines of a system that doesn't work to help people who a lot of times don't want to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't be my idea of a great job to begin with. And apparently it's not yours either. So what do you really enjoy doing?
I love music, like anything performing arts, music, dance. I can't really say as far as occupational because I've been in school forever. So I just really started doing like the social work as a job, but I hate it.
So what in music do you do? Do you sing? Do you dance? Are you a performer? Are you a producer? Do you write?
I used to perform. Like, I play a musical instrument, but I can say I can write. And I want to get into it deeper, but I know it would be like starting back out. so I really just up in the air as far as everything. I just know that where I'm at, I don't like it. I'm not sure if, like, I know I'm going to finish school, but I don't know if I should take it to a different avenue.
Well, if you were going to take it down the avenue of the music and the writing and, you know, the things that you actually enjoy, then I would say fine. If that's something that you want to refine, do it. But if you're going to take it down the avenue of something that you don't actually want to do, you're not really looking forward to, I'd say don't waste your time.
It's still not knowing and just wanting to just get some kind of direction of where to turn.
You already know what it is that you really enjoy doing. You already have a vision of how you want your life to be. So you actually already know the answer to your question. But there's something that's keeping you from going that particular way. So, are you willing to do a little work now on whatever it is that's keeping you from pursuing what you know you want to pursue?
But I'm sorry, I just really don't know.
Well, you think you don't know, but you do actually know. So are you willing to do some work to get you out of the way so that you can actually see what you need to see? Does that make sense?
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right. They want you to do some clearing work with me that will clear out some of the, we'll just call it clutter, that's in the way of you seeing what steps you actually want to take to create the life that you're actually going to enjoy living.
Okay. So is it spirit or do they actually see, or is it me just blocking?
You have some blocks in you that keeps you from seeing.
Okay.
They can see all of the different options in your life and how, you know, different choices will turn out and which ones will make you happy and which ones will leave you feeling like, oh my God, another day at work. They want you to be able to see that.
Okay.
Okay, so I will ask you questions that have a yes or no answer. If you say yes, I will say words that make absolutely no sense and tell you to breathe. If you say no, I will change the question until you say yes, and then I get to say the words and tell you to breathe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you look at your life and you look at your choices as far as career and schooling and all of that, you have been going down a path that really doesn't lead to your happiness, that really takes you to a career, job choices that you would end up hating because it just wouldn't satisfy your soul. But you made the choice to stick with this schooling and to learn how to do this thing that you learned how to do, but you know that you don't really want to do it. Are you willing now to give yourself permission to release yourself from the obligation of the career that you don't really want so that you can start acknowledging what it is you truly want to do?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And so as you make this change in your life, and this was a big change that you're making, there will be some people who will jump up and down and say, oh my gosh, you've been going to school for all these years. You can't just dump this. You haven't even tried it. And they will try to convince you to get back into that rut that you know you don't really want to be in and do things that you really don't want to do. Are you willing now to give yourself permission to make your own choices? And no matter what anybody else's opinion is, to follow your own heart.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine pod pocs, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And so there will be people who will say, oh my gosh, you are so fickle. You have wasted so many years of your life and you are not even going to pursue what you have spent all that time on. Are you going to give yourself permission to let go of the need to be judged or to judge yourself for your past and to realize that in each and every moment you have the right to change your mind and that is your right and there is nothing wrong with that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine pod pocs, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And you might have some guilt over all the years you spent studying, and now you're not even going to do that, you know, all of that kind of guilt that your ego likes to heap on you to keep you from actually being happy. Are you willing to tell your ego to go take a hike, to recognize that you haven't done anything to feel guilty about? There is no blame, there is no shame, there is no guilt, there is none of that crap. And that you are your own person. You are not your ego. And you are stepping forward in your life. And you are making the choices that are right for you.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine pod pocs, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And so Archangel Michael would like your permission to cut the cords. These are cords that are attached to things from the past that you don't really need to have attachments to. So if you're willing, he will cut those cords.
Sure. Can I add something else to the cords?
Sure.
Okay. It's this guy that I've been dating and for the last couple of years. Just haven't seemed to get away from him, like, and he, like, comes and goes, and then he's trying to do it again, and just wanted to cut that cord.
Yeah, that'll be one of the cords that'll get cut. He's going to cut anything that is not pure, unconditional love that is attached to you. Okay, so
okay.
Take a nice deep breath, and let it go. Okay. So now, are you willing to see what it is that would actually bring you happiness and joy? What career would actually satisfy your soul, make your heart sing, and make your life absolutely wonderful? Are you willing to see that now?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine pod pocs, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. So your guidance is going to be showing you things, showing you different things that really would make you happy, things that you would enjoy doing. And they want you to notice what they're showing you and to realize that these are the things that you've asked for. They're presenting you with opportunities. So don't ignore them.
I don't know from when they're showing me things. Like, I don't kind of understand.
They show you things in a variety of ways. Sometimes it's something so obvious, you know, like a book suddenly just falls off a shelf. And sometimes it's little subtle things, like you will suddenly see a billboard that's been there for, you know, 90,000 years, but suddenly it'll say something that resonates with you. Mine used to show me car tags, and the letters on the car tags would form words. And so the car tags would have a meaning. And I know that sounds weird, but that's what they were doing. They show us things in a variety of different ways. It could be that suddenly you'll just hear one line out of a song, and that one line out of a song will say something to you. Or you'll overhear a conversation, and, you know, just a few words that they say will just, like, be oh, wow, that's what I've been looking for. So there's really no limit to how they can show you things, but they will show you. They always show you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, we're so busy thinking about what we don't like about our lives or what's going on or whatever that we aren't really paying attention. So it's a matter of paying attention, of being open to seeing. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I wasn't sure how else to explain that one.
Okay.
So that's going to be happening. And, it's already started happening. So you don't have to wait around for it to start happening. It's in progress right now, in this moment.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about it?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just sometimes it just gets a little, I don't know, frustrating, I guess is the word, because you just really, like, trying to figure out a lot of stuff, and it just seems like everything's going in slow motion.
Well, you don't have to figure it out. Don't expect your brain to provide you with answers.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't even go there. That's not what your brain is going to do. So if you're sitting around analyzing things, then stop. Because that doesn't work, and it keeps you from seeing what they're showing you.
Okay.
So I want you to stop thinking. And just let yourself be.
Okay,
great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you will be pleasantly surprised.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, call back and let me know how things are going.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, T. Okay. So we do get caught up in what we think about all the time. And those thoughts just keep us from recognizing what's actually in front of us. We don't really need to think everything to death, although we were taught that if you're smart, you think, and if you think, then you can do this and you can do that. And actually, if you're thinking, you're not really doing anything because you're too busy thinking. So sometimes we just need to stop thinking and just allow ourselves to see what's in front of us. Because if you're in your head all of the time, you're not really noticing anything else. You're certainly not listening to your heart. And your heart really has the answers for you. Okay, let's go to area code 831. Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa Ray. And a few weeks ago, you gave me a wonderful lesson and did some clearing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not this Monday, but the previous Monday, I got engaged.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. It is someone you actually wanted to get engaged to, right?
That is correct.
Okay, then, wow, wonderful.
He's a wonderful man. Soon after, though, he had to leave for overseas to shut down some businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see him dissolving all of his businesses with his partner, Della, relatively easily?
Does Della want to dissolve these businesses?
No.
Yeah, because that's what I got. Della doesn't want it. Okay, so is he strong enough to do what is right for him instead of bowing down to Della?
Pretty strong-willed.
Okay. Women have ways, though, to twist a man around their finger.
That's one of my not jealousy of relationship, but perturbed because she wants to hold on to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. She does. Okay.
Do you see her out of the picture in the next month or two?
I actually see a vision of Della laying on the ground, kicking and screaming and having an absolute tantrum, trying to get him not to do what he wants to do and to do what she wants him to do.
Yes, that's her. You sure you're not talking about my 15-year-old daughter?
No, this is a grown woman.
Okay.
So when we come to a situation like this, when we're trying to do something and the person we are supposed to be working with is fighting us, the very best thing that we can do is to love them, to open our heart, send them love, and tell them no matter what, whether you cooperate or not, I love you and I love me. And thank them for the lessons that they are teaching us, and to let it go. And often that will dissolve the resistance. Because if you fight against her, you're just making her stronger.
Correct. No, so, this whole time I have been nothing but gracious and blessing her. Because I feel, one, she was a big part of my fiancé's life. And I love the essence of who he is and who he is. And if it wasn't for those lessons he learned from her, then I would have never met him. So that's the way I look at it.
And is that the way he looks at it, too?
He appreciates her for what he has gained, but his heart is not in this anymore, and he wants out.
Okay, and he realizes that getting out is not hurting her.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because some people get caught up in that, oh my gosh, I can't do this because it'll hurt somebody else, and that's all just a crock of crap.
Well, on that note, since we know she'll be throwing a tantrum and probably won't be out of the picture for at least 2 months, we're both looking for new positions, and I'm really excited about this one that I applied for as a case manager. Do you see that I would get that?
I get mixed signals about that.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm not really sure that it would make you happy.
Oh, okay. Do you see it
mainly
a job
because,
coming my way?
Well, you know, case managers are, their hands are tied so often.
Okay.
And
I am a free spirit.
Yeah, you don't do good with your hands tied.
No.
So that's why I get the mixed feelings. Now, if you want to do that, then I see absolutely no reason why you shouldn't do that, but I don't think you would stick with it and enjoy
it. There's something about this job I think is going to lead me to a bigger, better job. Do you see that?
Okay, let me see if they show me potential in this one. Okay, there is potential for more, but they're not sure that you really want to go through what you'd have to do in order to get there.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, why didn't she just start out at the more and dump the rest?
Well, I'm having difficulties financially. Excuse me, I'm not having difficulties. I'm channeling more finances to me right now. And I'm dealing with a mother who is trying to control my fiancé and my every move. So any advice spirit would have regarding that, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay. You ready to do your clearing work now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because that was the first thing they said. Clear that mother thing. Okay. You are at a point in your life where you know where it is you want to go, but there's all these little obstacles in the way. Are you willing now to give yourself permission to Let go of the little obstacles. Let go of the whole need to have the little obstacles. Just love them all to death so that they can just die and get out of the way. And I'm not saying your mother will die. I'm just saying that she will no longer be an obstacle.
I know.
Okay.
I bless her every day. I know her heart's in the right place. Oh, yes, I am so ready to let all this go. All
okay.
obstacles.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to start to see these things that you have seen in the past as obstacles as actually blessings, as actually opportunities for you to recognize who you are and that you are the one making the choices in your life and nobody else has power over you and that you are only responsible for you and that no one else is responsible for you?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to accept the fact that there is absolutely nothing wrong with not agreeing with people that you love?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And as you're making these changes in your life, you are more and more stepping out of ego and into the truth of who you are. Are you willing now to give yourself complete and total permission to release ego every time it comes up, to just let it go and to recognize that that's not you? And you don't have to listen to it.
I am ready.
Okay, good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to have your heart just open up and send so much love to all of these people who in any way, shape, or form are trying to create any kind of havoc or turmoil or any negativity in your life, to just flood them with love and to know that whatever they are doing or not doing or not being is really not your problem and that all you need to do is love them. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. Oh, how does that feel?
I feel anticipation, like the day before Christmas. I can't wait for my honey to get home and to start our new lives and blend my family with him. And if anything else Spirit has for us, oh, I have a question on his behalf. I'm writing a letter of appeal for him. Do you see him winning the case?
I see that if he's coming from the love and letting go of any, I don't know if he has any anger about this, or I get the sense of there's
he's more humbled by it.
Okay. He might want to check and make sure that there's not a trace of anger in there. Then I see it coming out to be for the highest good of everybody involved, including him.
Okay.
So it becomes a win-win instead of a win-lose. Kind of thing.
Any other messages that Spirit would love to share with me, I'd be glad to listen.
Well, they want you to know that you know what it is that you really want to do, and they want you to go after what it is you really want to do, not, you know, something that you think you have to do in order to get to where you want to be. Go ahead and start with where you want to be and let it happen. So they're saying, dump the restrictions, dump the restraints. You don't need those. And live.
Can I ask if November 24th, what is about that date that I and David should be aware of? I keep having a dream about it. And I'm not getting a clear message. Am I attending a wedding that day, or it's some sort of celebration?
I'm not really. All I got was something about being thankful, but I don't really know what that means.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, of course, you are loved. You already know that, but they wanted to say it anyway. And they want you to really live and to enjoy life. They say it's time.
Thank you. Do they see David coming back the first week of October?
I'll tell you right now, my guidance is really sucky on dates.
Okay. How about just October?
The closest they'll get is to say that he will be back soon. And okay. It may be sooner than you expect.
As long as it's in my arms, I don't care.
They say, you know, he's in your heart, so you can sit and feel that love.
Oh, how about his heart?
Well, that's where you are, yeah.
Okay. Did you say his heart?
Well, you're in his heart and he's in your heart. So you guys can feel the love from each other.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, our next caller is from area code 612. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mary calling.
Hi, Mary. What can I do for you today?
I would love to hear what my higher self or my spirit guides have to share with me. I feel like I should be working on something. I don't know what's coming up. I just have the sense of something's brewing, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Let's see if they want to say something about that. Beloved one, there are many things brewing. We want you to take the time to just stop and just be and let yourself fully feel what's there. There are so many changes coming into your life right now. Some of them are things that you hadn't even thought about having changed, but it's all part of the process. And you will find yourself on a whole new level of existence. So just be open. This is part of what you've asked for in this lifetime. So we're just doing what you've asked us to do, even if you may not remember having asked. But that's okay, because we're here with you. And these changes will be really, really wonderful. And it will affect every aspect of your life. So just relax and enjoy.
And I've felt that I need to relax, sit and relax, but then you worry. So it's good for me to hear. I mean, I think when there's nothing going on, you worry about what's going to go on. That's the way we humans are, you know? It's so sad. So I think it's good for me to hear that I just need to just be. I feel like I am in a holding pattern, but I've been wrestling with, should I be in the holding pattern or what should I be doing? So it's good to hear that I need to just be. I mean, I think that's a really good message for me to get is to be. Are some of the changes super painful, though, to get to the good outcomes?
Well, you know, none of them are actually painful unless you decide they're painful. We're the ones who, you know, decide whether or not something is good or bad and all of those judgment things that we do. The changes, they're just changes. That's it. So if you want to decide that they're all going to be absolutely wonderful and you're going to enjoy every minute of it, then that's what you're going to experience. If you decide that they're all going to be painful or traumatic, then guess what you get to experience? So make up your mind how you want them to be.
Hmm. And so do you have a time frame of when this, I'm guessing the change is already beginning. Is there?
Yeah, it's already begun. You're already in it.
And is there a time frame of when it will resolve, when the change will resolve, or
no,
long term?
That's up to you. That's up to you and how you decide to see this, how you decide to allow this in your life. If you fight it, then of course you're going to prolong it. If you open and you allow it and you love it and you say, okay, I know it's going to be different, but I'm okay with that. And you set your ego aside and all of its little kicking and screaming and, oh my gosh, we can't change, and just let it flow, then that's what it'll do.
Is there any preparation I can do to prepare?
That's what the being is.
Oh, okay. Okay. And will there be a time frame where I'll see some fruition?
You'll start noticing things. You may start noticing things right now because it's already begun. And that may be part of the reason why you were feeling the way that you were. That might be one of the things that you noticed.
Because
it's happening. You're in the middle of it, so.
I am. So it's not at the very beginning of the changes. I'm in process already.
Yeah, you are. You're in the process already.
Okay. Any advice? Beyond. I mean, that's the, I think it's so hard. It's so hard, like, just be, and I think that's the hardest thing for people to do. But I just need to keep breathing, huh?
Yeah, it's usually the simple things that are so hard for us. Okay, so let's do a little bit of clearing and see if we can make this a little easier for you. Are you willing to do that?
That would be great. Yes.
Okay. So even though you are in the process of this change and you don't really know what all is involved in the change and your brain is screaming because your brain wants to know, it wants to know everything, it wants to analyze it, it wants to understand it, it wants to know why, it wants to know how, all of this stuff, your brain says, we have to, we have to, we have to. Are you willing now to let your brain relax, to recognize that you don't really need to know how, you don't need to know when, you don't need to know where, you don't need to know any of that stuff? Because you will know exactly what you need to do when you need to do it. Are you willing to trust your heart and get out of your brain?
Yes, I am willing.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to set aside all of those old beliefs that you have that say you have to be busy, you have to be doing, you have to be, you have to be, you have to be, and to just be, and to let yourself just relax and allow this to happen in whatever way is for your highest good, and to know that you're going to come through this and it's going to be even better to be you than it is to be you right now.
Amen and yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, box, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to allow yourself to recognize that everything starts within you? And so that's just a normal way of changing. And when it starts within you, then it radiates out into the world. But you know it's already started within you. And you will see the differences out in the world when you need to see the differences out in the world. Because you know you can trust your guidance. You can trust all of those beautiful beings who love you so much and are always around you and doing what is for your highest good. Are you willing to accept all that?
Yes, I am.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. Okay, I get a sense that you're much calmer now.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And let me know what wonderful things come about.
I will. I definitely will. I so appreciate you telling me just to be and trust.
Well, it's amazing how we always try to figure things out, and we never really need to.
I know. It gives us this false sense of security.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, thank you for calling, dear.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 908. Hi,
yes,
who's this?
Hello. My name is James, and I'm in a relationship for about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
With Lynn, and she has 3 kids. I was wondering, how's it going?
So what do you have doubts about?
Nothing, really.
I'm getting that that's not true. There's something that's you're wondering about.
Oh. Give me a... Okay. Well, I know that she loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her, and I love her kids. And I was just wondering if it's leading into something like... Because this feels like, for me, the best relationship that I've ever been in.
And you don't think that it's true for her?
I don't know. I know that she loves me. I just was wondering if you'd pick up anything from her.
No, what I'm picking up is the doubts from you that you don't really... You think that this... Okay, there's a part of you that's afraid to fully commit to this relationship because you don't believe that it will actually last. For some reason, you expect it not to work.
I want it to work.
Yeah, but a part of you expects that it won't. And so there's a part of you that's like holding yourself back because you don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, I was hurt a lot, but she told me that she would never do that.
Okay, so let's do a little work on clearing that whole belief out of you that you are supposed to get hurt, because there's a part of you that believes that you are supposed to get hurt. So,
well,
so she
really does love me.
Yeah, she does.
I've been with her since August.
Okay, so are you willing to do a little work on yourself right now to clear this stuff up? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you questions that have a yes or no answer. If you say yes, I'll say the words that make no sense and tell you to breathe. Okay. In the past, you have been hurt. And that has created within you a little part of you that always is protecting you, always saying, oh, no, 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 don't get really involved because this person might hurt you. Are you willing now to allow that little part that's always trying to protect you to be completely and totally dissolved, taken out, so that you can actually open your heart fully and love and accept someone else?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep, deep breath. And let it go. And even though your ego might be kicking and screaming, saying, no, 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 don't listen to her. You can't do that because, and then it has a whole list of reasons because. Are you willing now to tell your ego to take a back seat and to trust your own heart?
Yes. Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to accept the fact that it is possible for you to be loved? That it is possible for someone to find that you are absolutely wonderful and they can absolutely adore you and that they can be with you forever?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. So how do you feel about the relationship now?
I feel great. I think she does love me, and I have a feeling that, you know, I know it's only been, like, since September, but I have a feeling that we're going to get, you know, I just have a feeling we're going to get married one day, but not on paper.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You guys will do whatever is right for you, and that's the way life is meant to be.
I think she was brought to me. I think that I've been with the right person for a long time.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I hope that you guys have an absolutely fabulous life together.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling, James.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to area code 731. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Sarah. Thank you. What can I do for you today?
Okay, I'd like to know, where do you see me, you know, my path? What's going on with my, you know?
Okay, I see. Actually, I don't see anything. Okay, Sarah, what's up? You got murkiness around you, and I'm not really sure. Why are you murky?
I don't know. I guess not letting go. I had a situation with a granddaughter yesterday. I was listening to what you were saying to the other callers. So I need to apply that and, you know, my direction.
Okay. So let's do a little work right now and see if we can get you to be a little less murky. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So even though you have this situation with your granddaughter, and this has left you unsettled, because things are not the way you would want them to be, but then there's a part of you that knows that you don't really have the power to do anything or cause anything with anybody else, but then there's a part of you that says, but I need to help, and then there's a part of you that says, they don't want your help, they don't really care, and then there's a part of you that says, but I love them, and so I have to help them because I'm obligated. That's what grandmothers do. We help. We can't just turn our back on our grandchildren. And so all of these different parts in you are just having this wonderful little battle, and it's just leaving you kind of stuck in all of this murkiness. Are you willing now to allow Archangel Michael to come and cut the cords to all of this situation? Don't worry, anything that's love will stay, but everything else will be cut, and you will have the freedom to make your own decisions from that point forward. Are you willing to have that happen?
Yes.
Okay, take a deep breath and let it go. Okay. So, are you willing to recognize that your heart is always going to guide you? And that it's always going to guide you to what is the most loving and the best solution to any problem? And if your heart says, step away and just let it be, then you can step away and let it be and know that it will all come out fine. Are you willing to trust your heart?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, box, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And there are beliefs within you about what you should and should not do and what is and is not possible and how you have to prove that you're a good grandmother, you're a good person, you're a good whatever it is that you think that you might not be a good of. Are you willing now to recognize that that is all just ego and that is not you and that that is not how you have to live your life? Are you willing to recognize that you are not your ego? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pot, box, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to accept the fact that God knows what God is doing? God is able to take care of everyone in the world, everything in the world, and everything in the universe and the universes and all of that. So God should be able to handle your granddaughter. Are you willing to let God do it?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine potbox shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. Okay. Oh, now you're bright and shiny. Okay, that's much better.
Yes. I needed that.
Oh, you did. You were so murky. Oh, my goodness. I could barely see you. And now that you're just beautiful, bright, shining light. Okay, now they have a message for you. And the message is, beloved one, you know that we love you. And you know that we're always there for you. And you know that we never expect you to solve everybody else's problems, no matter how much you might want to. You don't have to do that. It's okay for you to just be you. It's okay for you to just love them. That's really all they need, just love. And when you love them, and you ask us to do what is for their highest good, we will do that. And whether or not they accept our assistance is their choice, because we won't ever force them. We would never force you. But know that no matter what, no matter how things seem, they are loved, you are loved, and we are there for everyone. It's okay. It's okay for you to just be you. You don't have to save anybody. You can just be you. Okay, that's what they wanted you to know.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Do something nice for yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. You guys are so wonderful. I just appreciate each and every one of you. That's the show for today. Thank you to everyone who called in and did work that other people can also benefit from. And anyone who's listening, you know, if you want to say yes along with the person I'm working with and take the breaths, then it will be equally effective on you. And that's the beauty of it. It doesn't really matter who it is. It's going to work. Okay, I will be back on Friday. I hope everyone has a great week. And if you have any questions or you want to contact me, you can go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. There are lots of links there. There's also lots of free information so that you can read on things that can help you start changing your own life. Start really loving yourself. Start opening up to the truth of who you are. I love you all. Bye-bye.